My question, what are the roles of husband, wife, and mother-in-law to ensure peace, harmony, and health, healthy relationship with one another? Well, one of the problems is you can't control another's role. So you have to focus on your role. So if you're a husband, then you promise to take care of your wife and support her physically, emotionally, spiritually, and not be a tyrant and an autocrat, and be a nice person, loving and kind, as you would be with anybody. Wife, similarly, serve her husband, fulfill his needs. The main thing is that you want to understand the needs of your spouse and try to satisfy those needs. And that's what Bhakti's about. It's about service. Same for a mother-in-law. The challenge is more for the daughter-in-law, because the mother-in-law may have certain desires that are not in line with what daughter-in-law was expecting. So mother-in-law should be understanding of that. Daughter-in-law should be understanding of the mother-in-law's position, and try to make some compromise if they don't see eye to eye. And if you need more information, just go to my website, and I speak a lot about relationships. Main aspect of a relationship is serving. Being empathetic, sympathetic, understanding the needs of your spouse. That's what it's all about. That's what it's all about with everybody. So I think the one of the problems that we face in relationships is when we want to make them generic, that one size fits all, and we have standards. But just like if you look at any standard in ISKCON, not everybody can follow it to the same level. So we have certain standards, but then demanding those standards from your spouse may be unrealistic and cause a lot of friction. So the home is meant to be a place where we're peaceful, so you don't want to cause friction. That's a mistake. So you may have to be a little tolerant or accepting of behavior that's perhaps not what you can expected or consider ideal, but by being tolerant of it, it'll create a peaceful situation. That's very important. Hare Krishna.